Hello, Victoria speaking.
Hi, good morning, Victoria. This is Nina Knight from Family First, the supervisor. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I am calling because I wanted to inform you and also inform your client that Ms. Sydney Robinson is no longer with us. So you guys are going to be reassigned a new coordinator in the next few weeks.
Is this a coordinator with the agency?
Yes.
That was the lady I always called.
Because
we have a guy. We have a guy as well. So there's like a lot of different.
Yeah, see, Sydney was assigned to Miss Lisa.
Okay. Oh, the guy? The guy?
Or it was a girl. Robin, you probably have another client with someone else. Another coordinator.
No, because I think it's Keystone, and y'all agency has a coordinator.
No. Keystone is the service coordinator.
Okay.
So the service coordinator, their role is to come out to do assessments and update paperwork for to continue the services with the home care.
Yeah.
So your coordinator here just deals with your payroll, any issues with staffing, schedule changes, any PPE supplies you may need, or any questions and concerns. So that's the role of your coordinator here.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, we have a lot of different people coming in, and sometimes, you know, it's like maybe every 7 months, someone, or maybe a year.
That's the service coordinator.
Oh, okay. I get confused what role I mean.
So just think of when someone calls from Family First, it's your patient coordinator.
Yeah. Okay.
So listen, the reason why I call is because I'm going down Sydney's dashboard, and there's a lot of different numbers that are being used to clock in and out. It's not linking to the shift because those numbers is not attached to Miss Lisa's file. So the only numbers that will work is the ones that's attached to her file.
Okay, because I have the number that she is actually currently using now.
Okay, well, let me just go over the numbers because she has three numbers in her profile, and that's the max. We can't fit in anymore. So let me just let you know what numbers, and you let me know what numbers is no good. I have a 267-257-5697.
No.
What about 267-997-2530?
No.
What about 215-213-0595?
No.
Okay, so none of them works.
Yeah, it's a 215.
Okay, 1 second. Let me just edit her profile and take those numbers out. Okay, what's the number? 215. I'm ready when you are.
Yes, it's 215.
Uh-huh.
486.
Uh-huh.
1168.
Okay. Now, question. Because
yes.
I have different numbers on a dashboard that I have 331-200-1803.
No, that's not a number. Yeah, no, 300.
That's the number that you clocked out on this morning.
No, that's a 215-486.
I can screenshot this and send this right to you with the number.
Okay, can you send that number? I don't know why it's coming up as another number. Can you screenshot that number,
yep,
please?
I would definitely do
it so. Says three, but it starts with a 3,000.
Start with 331-200-1803.
Okay, that might be the number then. Is it coming up differently from yesterday's number?
Let me just see. If I see any additional ones.
If not, we might need a new phone because it's been compromised again.
Okay, so I have, there's a few of them. I have a 331-200-1803, that's one. I have a 231-577-6033. I have a 225-286-3626.
None of them are okay. Okay, so I'm going to ask my mom if she could probably get another, see if she could get, because it's been hijacked again. She has a daughter that's been adopted that keep using her phone, messing with the phone. So,
yeah,
I'm
this
gonna,
is all, is even a 510 number.
No, you can cancel those out. What I'm going to do is ask my mom to get another clock in and out, and then I'm going to call you. What is your name?
My name is Nina Knight. So what I'm going to do is, because I can't use these because there's random numbers,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to screenshot each page from the 21st up until now on all the numbers that we have on a caller ID that was used to clock in and out. And underneath that, I'm going to send you my business card, and I'm going to send you a link that you can click on and fill the timesheet out and electronically send it back to me. So it's no paper timesheet you have to fill out to take a picture of, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And the Medicaid ID area is going to ask you for the Medicaid ID number. Don't worry about that. Just put a Y in it, okay?
So we have to do timesheets for each day on the Internet?
So, nope, you would just – is a link that when you fill out the first day of the in-and-out time, underneath, it'll allow you to add another day and so forth, so forth.
Okay. But you have to fill it out for each day. You have to do one for each day.
Nope, you just do the one timesheet, put the date on there from Monday to today. Because
mm-hmm.
it's like the same time paper timesheet that if you ever filled one out before. So you would just click on it, and then it'll allow you to add the next shift in. You would just have to add the next shift in with the time.
Okay.
And then just have Ms. Thomas sign her name on the signature box. You sign it and date it, and then just send it to me, and then I can attach it to the file.
Okay, thank you. Are you going to send it to my phone or email?
I can send it both ways.
Okay, but the phone is good. You said from the 21st to now.
Today, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And
okay.
I'm going to figure out what's going on because I told them that girl, my sister. Oh. All right, thank
okay.
you. And
You're
I'll
welcome.
Call back with the new number. What is your name again?
Nina Knight. I will send you my business card.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You take care. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.